Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Dalid through Zayin, Bezer Hashem. Then the Valachas of Shinu Mokim, Very Negea to most people almost every day. Says the Mechaber, Sif Dalid. Im Ocha Pas Mokam Echad, Bechaz Vrachu Mokam Acher, Einu Mavarach Berchaz Amazin, Ela Bemokam Asheni. Moishinogu Holchei Drachim Sherechlin Derech Hilucham, Biyoshin umevarchim bevakum siyam achilasim. Says this is really a halacha which is also brought down with Sif Kuf Peidalin, that if somebody eats in the first place and then he leaves and he goes to the second place, according to the mechaber, it's only shalei kedin that he left because he's not allowed to leave to go to another house. According to the mechaber, according to Ramah, if you had das lechatzila, you're allowed to go. However, according to the mechaber, as Mishnah Berurah points out, a person left. He wasn't supposed to leave. He left the second place. Now that he's in second place, if he ate pas in the second place, he no longer has to go back to the first place to bench. Now, is there a maila to go back to the first place and bench? Or is there no maila to go back to the first place and bench? If he ate already in the second place, is there a maila or not? So the Shaar HaTzion here says, Im Ritzoin Eilach, why do you bench in the second place? El Makom HaSheni, Dekan Usiyim Zudasen. Says the Shaar HaTzion, Vim Ritzoin Eilach, Zul Mekoymoy Velechol Shom Oid, Bevada Yesh Leilach Zulavarach Shom. He says, if you want, it says the Shaar HaTzion, if the person wants to go back and eat in the first place and bench there, that's even better. Because the smak says, lekiva kama hodar, means that a person, when he left and he ate pas, he's certainly going to return to this place to bench. Lekiva kama hodar doesn't mean like the Rashbam and the Rosh learned, that he's continuing his suda wherever he is. Lekiva kama hodar means that he's going to return to his original kvias. That means that according to the smak lechatchila, when a person leaves in the middle of a suda's pas, he should go back and bench in the original place. The main says Mishnah Berurah, certainly if you want to go back and eat in the first place and bench there, that's even better. Now, what's the reason why you have to eat in the first place? Again, you already ate there once. The way that we understood Levush, the whole reason why you're mechuyev to bench in the place where you ate, it should be nikir, the hoidah that you're giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is on the thing that you ate. So if you ate in your own house, and then you went to your friend's house and ate there, and then you come back to your original house, and you don't eat there another time, and you just bench, then lechura it's not nikir that the bench is going in lechila, because you didn't eat now. Therefore, lechura, the Mishnah Berurah tells you, lechura you should eat a little bit here, in their first house, and then bench there. Now, it is a chiddush, lechura. Lechura, the din of the Mishnah Berurah is a chiddush, because this person ate in two places. He ate in the first house, he ate in the second house. Now, he be'etzem shot himself in the foot, because whatever he does now, he's going to be lacking to a certain degree. He can't bench in the first. If he benches in the first place, then it's not nikkur that he's benching on the achila that he had in the second place. If he benches in the second place, it's not nikkur that he is benching in the first place. So now that he ate in the second place, there's a reason to go back to the first place. Do you even have a heter to go back to the first place? You ate in your house, and then you came to yeshiva and you finished eating here. Do you have a right to leave now yeshiva and go back to your house? Mechatesi, you have to bench in the place where you ate. So you already left in the first, because you already did something wrong that you left from the first house, you should now leave from the second house and go back to the first house. Now that you ate in the second house, the Chariyav Echiv to bench right here. You shouldn't leave before benching. The Etzem, the Aruch HaShulchan, is more of this. He says, once the person ate in the second house, so then you're stuck. Because you're only going to bench once, and you have two places where you ate. So what are you supposed to do? So bench in the second place. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, there's an Indian to go back. So certainly in a case where, maybe the Mishnah Berurah is talking about such a case. In a case where you didn't eat in the second place, and you could eat in the second place, is there an Indian to go back to your first place and eat there instead of eating in the second place? In other words, this din of the mechaber that says if you eat pas in the second place, you no longer have to bench in the first place, is that a din lechatchila or a din b'di'evit? If you look at the lashon of the mechaber, im ochal pas b'mokom echad v'chaz v'ochal b'mokom hasheni, ein uvarchi b'rechaz amazin al b'mokom hasheni. He doesn't say that if you ate pas in one place and you went to somewhere else, lechatchila, you should eat pas over here. He says, b'di'evit, if you ate pas in the second place, then you don't have to go back. But lechatchila, the chura would make sense, and in chanam you should go back. What? In the mechaber, it's for sure like that? Now that you left, the question is for sure like that. You shouldn't have left in the first place. You don't leave in the first place according to the mechaber. Now that I left and I have the ability to continue my suda here, should I not continue my suda? Either way, I'm going to have to make a new bracha. Either way, I'm starting again. But lechura, yeah, in chanam, lechura, you should go back if you could go back. That's your ikur din, it's the bench in the place where you made the hametzi. So I think brought down from Ha'aretz, Rav Yashav also, that he goes like that. The Shari Bracha brought down. Now, lechatchila would make sense to go back. But if you once you already ate in the second place, then it's a chiddush to say that there's a maila to go back to the first place and eat there. But if you're going to go back to the first place, then lechoris madurik in the sharatin, you have to also eat once again in the first place. I don't think you have to have a gezayis. A little bit in the first place to be mamshich your suda, that should be nicker that you're benching there, and then you could bench.
Why can't eating in the first place again also be to be a kind of other food? You're eating from your second place. You're showing that what I ate in the second place is going back to you. I'm dragging the second place in the climate back to my first place.
Yeah, and Echanami is going to, but you at least have to eat there. The only time that we could drag the second place is if you eat in the first place again. So you're going to for sure have to eat there. And then you could drag it. The question is lichat chila, should I do that? Should I go there? Or if I did that, then I'm okay. Now the Mechaber says that the halacha is, if you ate in house one, and then you went to house two, you bench in house two just like Holchei Drachim. What's his raya? That they're in a caravan, they're on a horse, and somewhere along the way they stop their horse and they bench. How do Holchei Drachim know? Arvech Ariv Tzarech, right? How did you bring a raya from Holchei Drachim, and how do we know that what Holchei Drachim is doing, they're doing the right thing? Where's the makor for the Holchei Drachim? So the truth is, if you look at the Gaon brings down that it's the last Gemara in the 7th parak. The last Gemara in the 7th parak says that even though when you're eating, you're walking, when you bench, you should stand still. The Gemara says at the end of the day, you not just stand still, you should actually sit down. But the Gemara doesn't say that you have to go back to where you started eating. It's mevur in the Gemara. The Smak says it also mevurish there. It's mevur in the Gemara that you're allowed to bench at the place where you finished eating, even though you're many miles away from the place where you made your hamaitzi. That's the din of Holchei Drachim. Now, what's the vart behind Holchei Drachim? How come Holchei Drachim don't have an issue of Shinui Makom? The answer is because when you are Kaveya in one house and you go to another house, Be'etzim you were Kaveya to eat in one house and you were Oiker your Kvias. Holchei Drachim were never Kaveya Makom in the first place. They never were Kaveya Makom. There is no Makom that's considered that when they're Holchei Drachim, so they're eating as they walk. The Lechatchila of their Kvias was without a kvias. The achila was without a kvias. And Mamela, without a... there's no problem with Shinui Makom unless you're oiker from your kvias. If you were never kvias Makom, then there's no chsaron of Shinui Makom. Mamela, there's no... it's not that they have, there were kvias 100 places as their kvias. There is no kvias b'chlal. Once there is no kvias, Mamela, it's not going to make a... there's not going to be a chsaron of Shinui Makom. And we'll see, maybe there's enough kvias la'alacha also, what happens when they get to a new place. They get to their final destination. Do they have to make a new bracha or not? See b'hemshech, b'ezah Hashem. Now, does this din of Holchei Drachim apply to Paris and Mashkin or not? Is the din of Holchei Drachim only going to get to Pas, or even going to get to Paris and Mashkin? So, Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says he brings down two cases. Where is this nageya to most people on a daily basis with their coffees? As they make their coffee in Eddie's and you walk somewhere else, you walk in the street and you're drinking, Chas v'chalila. But if somebody were to walk in the street drinking coffee, would he have a shayla of Shinui Makom? Do we consider him to be Holchei Drachim? What's halacha? So it's not mavur mechlal in the mechaber. Mishnah Berurah, it's meduyek that there is a din of Holchei Drachim even by Paris. He says two cases. He's talking about when you're eating outside, and he says achem itchila choshev lechol maat b'mekoymoi v'ashar lechol b'derech mahani v'af behefsek ilonis derak mi bayis labayis le mahani daite b'achilas Paris. He says a person's eating outside and he thought to eat a little bit mitchila choshev lechol maat b'mekoymoi v'ashar b'derech. I'm going to eat a little bit here by this picnic table, and then I'm going to continue walking. What's halacha in that case? Is there a chesaron that as long as you can't see your place, which is the din when you're outside in the great outdoors, if you can't see your place that you ate, it's considered a shinui makom. If you walked too far, you could no longer see your picnic table, you have to make a new bracha if it's not mukav mechitzus. Is that the same thing over here? If I said I'm going to take one or two bites from, or one or two sips from my coffee by the picnic table, and then I'm going to walk, continue walking, is that, we're not mukav mechitzus. Is that a problem with shinui makom or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem. Only when you leave from a house, you are inside a makom mukav mechitzus, and you go to another makom mukav mechitzus, then by Paris it doesn't help to have das. However, in a case where you're in the great outdoors, and you're walking, you're being a Holchei Drachim, then even though you started off eating ma'atim by your picnic table, nevertheless, since your das was to be a Herlech Drachim afterwards, then there's no problem of shinui makom, and you're allowed to continue walking. He says, he's talking about Lehedya, Vinigeta Paris. Then he says another halacha. And he says, Omnom, im hischo lechol babayis, However, if you didn't eat outside, you ate in your house, and then afterwards you decided to go halfway through a case of Eddie's, you sat down to have your coffee, and then you see it's 5:45, Kaplan's about to give Chaburim. I'm only halfway through my coffee. Let's start walking, and I'll finish my coffee on the way. What's Allah in that case? Even if you would have hadas, you see that you have only 2 minutes left. You're only going to be halfway through your coffee by the time. So I'm going to drink the first half of my coffee here in Eddie's, and then the rest of it I'm going to drink on the way to getting up to Meir Shurim as a Nashim. Nevertheless, das does not help. V'tzarech las levarich. U'bepas, das does help according to Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two cases. And we have to understand what the difference between the two cases. The first case he brings down, you ate outside a little bit by your picnic table, and your das was to walk, continue walking afterwards. And the second case is, you started in your house. He doesn't say that you ate just a ma'at, but your das was that somewhere in the middle, you're going to go ahead and leave the house. He says that doesn't help. What's the difference between the two cases? Well, first of all, one is inside, one is outside. Second of all, he says in the first case, your das was to have ma'at here, as opposed to in the second case, it didn't say your das was to have ma'at. What would it be if your das was to eat in the house, just ma'at, and then you're going to go? Your das is either standard procedure. As two people told yesterday, they do it almost every day. Make a coffee in Eddie's, and then either you taste a little bit because you filled it up to the top and you don't want it to spill, so you have to drink a little bit before you leave. Or you taste it to make sure that you put enough coffee, sugar, or milk, whatever it is. And then you go. So now, as soon as you leave, I'm having lehedya, I'm eating a little bit here, and then I'm going to walk. What's the halacha in that case? Mishnah Berurah does not discuss that case.
A te'ima
doesn't need a bracha. Theoretically, it doesn't need a bracha. It's a machlekes ha'paiskim, and therefore we say savik brachas lahakol. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that since it's a savik brachas, and it's not so posh that it doesn't need a bracha, therefore lehedya, when you're doing a te'ima, if you're planning on swallowing, then you should be mechaven to be nana and make a bracha. What the person could do, it's not so nice, and I wouldn't suggest to do this, is to put the coffee in your mouth to see if it tastes good, and then you can spit it out. But that we're not going to suggest to do. And that's also not going to help you for the fellow who filled up his cup to the top. You can just pour it a little coffee instead of drinking it. That would help also. Here, you want to drink it. You paid your good money for your coffee. You wanted to get every drop. Mamela, that's the shaila is, what's the halacha in that case? You're lehedya starting over here a little bit, and then you're going to continue on your way. You're taking a bite, and then you're going. For example, that's also very common. You're going to go on a trip. You're going into a car, and you're going on a trip, or you're going onto the yeshiva's bus. You wash right before in the morning. You take a bite of your lachmaniyah, of your roll, and you had less than a kezayis. So it has the halacha of a dvarim she'in and tuna bracha lach harev emekayimah, that's a shaykh shini mokim. And then you go to the yeshiva's bus, and you go on the way. What's the story in that case? Is that considered shini mokim? Is that not considered shini mokim?
Why is that not the first case?
Because you started babayis. L'chor, that's the difference. There's two differences that he says. One of them, you started outside, and to eat a little bit here. And one of them, you're in the house, and it doesn't say that your das was to eat just a little bit. Maybe it's lav dafka. But what would be if you're in the house and you just want to eat a little bit and then leave? Is that a problem or not? That's really the shaila. So the truth is not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not really discuss. The Mishnah Berurah does not really discuss this case. What's the story? Now, in the Sharatzin, he does discuss a similar case. He says, "B'chay adam istafik uli af me'aretz la'agala choshek mo mibayis la'bayis." He says that the Chayadim Kler is what happens if you're outside, the great outdoors, and then you're going into a carriage. Is that considered as you're going into a house now? Or that's not considered as you're going into a house? So it says, that going into a car is considered going into a house. That's not considered as you're going into a house. But the Mashmoy says, let's say you would go into a house, then it would be considered a shinu makim. In other words, the issue is the house. Anytime they're going into a house, then you're switching into a makim, which is a makim kavua, then l'chor it's a problem maybe of shinu makim. And if you start in a house and you leave, then also maybe it's a problem of shinu makim, because since you started inside the house, even though your das was only to eat a little bit, it would be a problem of shinu makim. However, and everybody has to remember this, the one thing you're going to get at a shinu makim is this remission. It's good to see the remission inside, chelik beis minun zayin, at least the last two paragraphs. If you don't have time for that, at least the last paragraph. He's Masakim. In one paragraph, basically all the lachas of Shini Mokim. Says Ramosha Bigisarin. Says Ramosha that I could shaf you, I could turn you into a Holchei Drachim even when you're in your house. If your das when you're leaving is to leave. And there's nothing that's tying you down. You're not waiting for a babysitter to come for the next 10 minutes. You're not waiting for your wife to get ready to be able to leave. It's not something that's tying you down to the house. But SM, you're ready to go. You're just getting yourself ready to go. You're looking for your keys. You're on your way out. The Mamela, even when you started and in your house, you're already considered a Hochei Drachim. Mamela, a person that's taking a sip of coffee and he's on his way out, a person that's taking, so you could declare maybe the guy that might put coffee back inside is something that's tying him down if he didn't have this the right amount. It's not Be'etzim that he has to be there. He could also come back if he needs to. He could finish it up over here on the as he gets the Mei Sharm. It's more just to make sure that he didn't mess up. But the standard case is that you're really on your way out. In these cases, certainly in a case where you took a bite of challah or hamotzi and you're on your way to the hasa'ah, your whole das is you just want to make the hamotzi here, but you're on the way out. Memele says, "Ramesha, you're already considered a halchei drachim even though you're in your house." And memele, there's not going to be a chasaron of shini mokim once you leave your house to the next place. There's not going to be a problem of shini mokim.
That's only ma'at.
What's that?
Only ma'at.
That's only if it's ma'at. However, if there's something that's tying you down, there's a reason why you're here, you started. For example, the case where you're lehedya having your coffee in Eddie's. And you know you're having half your coffee in Eddie's, and then you're coming here, and you're walking on the way and finishing up your coffee. There, you don't have that there. You're sitting down to have your coffee there. There, as soon as you walk out, then in a chanam you're going to need a new bracha. Now you turned yourself into halchei drachim halfway through. Which is a chiddush, the charam. You were kavua. It's any time. A person's in a house. And then he decides that he's leaving. That's it. I have to go. Whatever it is. And he's going to be walking on his way having his coffee. So the first 10 minutes he was in his house, he was koveh in his house. Now once he left his house, he was mishana mokim, and he turned himself, as soon as he left, he turned himself into halchei drachim. Now he's good to go. And every step that he takes, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. He changed himself from a mokim kavua to a halchei drachim, and therefore, what then? He's going to say a bracha when he leaves the house. He's going to say a bracha when he leaves his house. I would not suggest that he should say a bracha in the stairwell. He should wait till he leaves the actual house, because the stairwell is a question whether or not it's a little in between. Therefore, it's better to wait till afterwards. And once he leaves the house, and make a new bracha. Don't drink while you're in the stairwell. Wait till you get out of the building, and make a new bracha.
What happens when he gets to his final location?
We'll get to that in a minute. Excellent question. What happens when you get to your final destination? Now, what halachic status? We said that if a person takes a bite of a challah roll and then he goes into a hasa'ah, then he's considered halchei drachim. Now, when you're in the car, you're eating. It's not like when you're on a horse. When you're on a horse, there's nothing that's containing you. You're not mukam mechitzes. So there, you're clearly a halchei drachim. However, when you're in a car, maybe you're not considered halchei drachim. I was kerveh my mukam in the car. It happens to be that the car is moving, but I'm not considered halchei drachim because I'm eating in the car. And therefore, if I would get out of the car and go continue walking, then as soon as I step out of the car, I'm considered I just changed my mokim. That's l'chora, the agala of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the agala of the Chayei Adam. That's not considered. Going into the agala is not considered. That's what the Paiskim say. The Liban Halacha says that's what he heard from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv held that way. Going into a car is not considered. However, the Paiskim do seem to take on that there's a difference between a car and a plane. And that means if you make a bracha, you wake up in the morning after your 12-hour flight, and you got some rubber eggs, and you make a shackle on it, and you have in mind that you're going to have potter up your coffee that you're going to have when you get to Starbucks inside the airport, it's not going to help. Because it is considered shinu mokim when you go from the airplane to the airport, because that is considered a kvius. You're in a mokim which is not just a little small car that's taking you where you're going. Your mamish kveh here for a good few hours together with a bunch of other people, and you're not moving anywhere, and you can't stop in the middle if you wanted to. Therefore, that is considered a kvius, and changing out of there would be considered a shinu mokim, and that would be a problem as well. Certainly, if your person's going on a cruise, also the same type of thing. I don't know how common it is that you made a bracha right before, and maybe your last coffee before you left the cruise. But that's also a kvius that is going to be mechayev new bracha when you leave. It's considered, it's more of like a house. It's more like a house that certainly you're not going to have to make a new bracha as it's a house which is moving. In other words, that even though the house is moving, you are kaveh in the house, and therefore, yeah. Now, what's the story about somebody who's going in and out? Can we define, we mentioned at the beginning, a story of somebody told me his father does deliveries all day long. and he's going in and out of people's houses all day long. Now, if you take your coffee and you're just going back and forth, then you're certainly considered Ochei Drachim. But what happens when you're jumping around, and this is standard procedure, especially for Bachrim, even not for Bachrim, on Purim, that you stop off in five people's houses. When we were Bachrim, we used to do this on Sukkot also. Sukkah hopping, maybe it's only out of town, I don't know. Sukkah hopping, you go around to all the different places, and you sit down, and you sing, and you fabrangin a little bit, and Sukkot to Sukkot to Sukkot to Sukkot. So now, I'm not eating on the way, especially where I grew up at that point. There was no Erev, B'chlal, so if it was Shabbos, certainly we couldn't. If it was Yontif, you could carry. But we weren't eating on the way. Were you eating in every Sukkot? So now, is that considered Ochei Drachim? I'm eating, we know from Bayis Labayis is the problem. But how about Bayis Labayis, 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 Labayis? Can I say I was kaveir myself in 17 houses? Especially when I don't even know which houses I'm going to. Whenever, if the guy's home, I'll jump into the sukkah. If the guy's not home, I go to the next sukkah. I end up by 8 sukkahs. Each time I'm conveying myself to be eating in the sukkah. Same thing on Purim. Every house that I go to, we sing, dance around the table, have a shot of schnapps, wine, whatever it is that I'm doing. I don't know. Do I consider myself Ochei Drachim because I was never kaveya lechatchila any specific place? Or do I say, yeah, but I was kaveya to eat in every house. I'm not eating along the way. So every place I was kaveya, but I wasn't kaveya in any place. What do I do? So the truth is that I wrote as one of the questions that after every Purim I could write a whole sefer of questions. I found that Rabbi Vizayis Abracha Shlita, Rabbi Mandelbaum, in his second sefer Libun Halacha, he wrote a sequel to Vizayis Abracha. He wrote a sefer called Libun Halacha, and he has it's more shtiklach, a lot of explaining a lot of different psakim. And he has three different shtiklach, I think, that over there about they discuss the Shini Mokim. And one, he has an entire kuntris, he says, based on questions from, I guess, a certain Rosh Yeshiva, he actually writes who it was, who asked him questions when he gets to Purim, Bachrim, on Purim, what do they do? And he discusses all the different questions that could come up when he gets to wine and Mechulu. He discussed it as well. I guess I could see what he wrote over here to see what the. I could write in the book in the Brachos question that came up. So now, what happens? What do you do? There's one way out. There's a simple way out. And that simple way out, l'chero, if you're an Ashkenazi, if you're a Sephardi, it's not a simple way out at all. However, if you're an Ashkenazi, then, or you could eat, you can make yourself on the Ochei Drachim also. You wash in the morning. I saw Shraya Adlitsky says this as an eitz afterwards. I saw that he says this as well. He says, I have an eitz for an Ashkenazi. Wash in the morning and bench at night. And just make sure that 72 minutes doesn't go by in between, that you're not eating or drinking anything. And then you have to make a hagafen also at some point, wherever it is. And that's it. You're good for the rest of the day. Because once in the middle of the Suda's Pass, we saw that Mishabur B'er Halacha brought down from Tesis, we saw it in Tesis, that in the middle of Suda's Pass, even if you're eating other things that are not Pass, then they're all Nigra Basar Pass. So even if you go to somebody's house and you have a shot of schnapps, nevertheless, it's Nigra Basar Yesuda. Yeah, you could claim maybe schnapps, but Chalal is never Nigra Basar Yesuda. But once you're in the middle of the Suda, then everything is nigra basa suda, and you're good to go, and you bench at night if you're not totally shot. That might be the issue. Then after all your achilas, you might be plastered by the night time it comes along, then you're going to be you're going to have an issue. But that would be an eitzah to get out of this issue.
Even if you have no idea where you're going?
Yes, even if you have no idea where you're going.
You just have das for today?
Because I'm be'etzem being, I'm not being kaveya, my mokum over here, my das is to continue on to different places. I don't have to have a specific l'chero das in mind. Once my das was that I'm not being kaveya here, in other words, is it that I have to be kaveya in another place? Or my das is that I'm not just being kaveya here. I'm being kaveya in other places. Well, they talk about, let's say I thought I'm going to go to one friend, I come, they knock on the door, he's not there. So go to a different friend. Is that a chasaran? I had das to leave in the middle. So the person would say it's not a chasaran because the mice, your das wasn't to be kaveya over here. Therefore, it's not a problem. The mail, that's one itself. Now, if you're not doing that, you're not washing in the morning, or you're a svari. So then what can you do when you get to wine? So, L'chura, I saw that the Paiskin's menu, the Shari Bracha Nemzon, Mamish, the way that we cleared it, this is Mamish the clear of the Paiskin's menu. The Shari Bracha Nemzon, that you're Ochei Drachim. You're right, if I go from house to house, I'm Kaveya in these two houses. But if I'm going to 17 houses, or 10 houses, or I don't even know how many houses, then there was never Kaveya, any Mokim. I was Kaveya to eat in houses. There's no Kaveya's Mokim. Maybe they consider Ochei Drachim. He gets out of it simply. That works according to everybody. You get wine, Paris, doesn't make a difference, you can sit in Ochei Drachim. However, Shmuel Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Kavos Halachos on Purim, he says that doesn't work. He says, that doesn't work. Since you're always being koveya in a certain house, you're not only drachim, you're not eating outside. You're b'chlalan eating on the derech. Every place that you're eating, you're koveya. You're not eating as you go. The whole chiddush of halacha drachim is that I'm eating as I go, so there's no kvias of my place. But here, there is always a kvias. I got it, don't know where the kvias is going to be, but it's always going to be the kvias. I'm never going to be eating on the go. Never have an issue. Therefore, l'chor is a safik. The best thing to do in such a case is l'chor, after every house that you leave, you should make a alagefen, and you should make a new brei pirgafen when you come. But frat, that you don't know, shtiyas also, you don't know how long it's going to be till you're going to have a shir equal. You might lose it anyhow, b'chol, if you're not washing. You might lose your shir equal. How long does a revius of wine take you? Especially if you're jumping up and down, v'chulu. Maybe the wine shoots the wine through your blood a little bit faster, but when you're jumping up and down. But the shir of re'evus and the b'chol, we know that wine is bigger gar. Could be. So, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you're going to even lose your shir equal. In such a case, l'chura, the best thing, if you have a revius, which not always do you drink a shtir revius of wine in a kadesh shtir revius, they should be mekuyev b'chol.
Especially dry wine.
Depends how drunk you are. But then in chanami l'chura, that would be the best eitzah in these cases of what you should do. You should make a bracha chrena, a new bracha rishena, when you get to the place, or ask somebody to be mitzi you. That would be the eitzah ha'yutza. Now, what's the story of somebody that's a hoche drachim, and then he gets to his destination? I leave my house with my coffee. I'm careful not to make a bracha on my house. I don't even want to be samuch on Ramesha. I leave my house, make a bracha on my coffee, 24 ounces. It's not finished on the way. And I get to yeshiva. I still have 12 ounces left. I walk into Meishmei Hasharim, sit down, and I'm learning for the next 15-20 minutes with my coffee next to me until I finish my coffee. What happens now? I was a hoche drachim certainly when I started. Can I change? We said the other way around does work, right? If you started in your house, and at a certain point you left your house, you make a new bracha as you leave your house, and you turn yourself into a hoche drachim. Here, it's the other way around. That's your mamish making a shini mokim. So when you made the shini mokim, now your new bracha turns you to a new bracha, which is new definition of what you're doing now. But here's the other way around. Here, that time it was never kaveh mokim. I wasn't a hoche drachim. I was a hoche drachim from the beginning. Then I got to my destination. Do I have to make a new bracha or not? And that is very negah for a lot of people also with the coffee. A lot of people don't drink their coffee on the way from Eddie's to Second Seder. They drink their coffee inside of the store, they taste a little bit in the store, then they come to Second Seder and they drink the rest of their coffee. Now what do you do? What? That's bias labayas? Or is that, no, I never was keveh here at the beginning. I'm really holke drachim. Or no, that's mamish bias labayas. L'chura, he's right. L'chura, the pashas is, that's bias labayis. Because I wasn't olchei drachim. When was I olchei drachim? I was never olchei drachim. My whole das lechatchila was to drink only in this last place. In the first case that we talk about, that the guy left from his house and he's drinking the entire way, and then he gets to his destination, we can clear that. But in the case where a guy takes a sip in the coffee shop, and then he comes here and he drinks his entire coffee, L'chor b'pashas, that's bias l'bayis, you'd have to make two brachas.
Well, makes the bracha outside,
what's that?
And he makes the bracha red outside, that is.
And he's not drinking, though?
He steps out,
it's uncomfortable, but he steps out and he takes a drink, but he's not drinking along the way, so he's not olchei drachim. So what way is olchei drachim?
He's not
inside the bias, but he's not olchei drachim because he's not using that bachlal as his place. It's like a guy that takes a drink outside and then he walks inside. He's outside his front door, takes a drink, and then he walks inside. L'chura, he's not a holke drachim in that case. Therefore, I know there's people that do this every day. L'chura, midina, you're chayav to make two brachas. I think that it's clear. However, the question is, should you do that? Should you do that lechatchil every day? That we discussed. Is that, do we say, listen here, this is halacha, this is what I have to do, I need to taste my coffee, I need that it shouldn't spill. I would suggest, maybe somebody could be so kind to bring in chocolate chips and have them in the corner, or granules of sugar. Take one granule of sugar and make a shagel. That way you don't get into a shagel of making a bracha in tzvichon. In other words, you were mechayev yourself a new bracha, or you can take a drink of water if you're thirsty when you get here, and make a new bracha. Mechayev to l'chor, if you don't have any diseases, l'chor you mechayev to make a new bracha. However, if there's somebody on your way up that's making a bracha, they can be made to you, then Matev Manoim. I would say that's a better eitzah. That way you're not getting into to be koveya that every day I'm making two brachas because I'm going to taste a little bit that shouldn't spill and then go here and drink. Lachor, it's a little bit shver, unless a person has a way out of this.
And two brachot aparentes?
No.
If you have a shear in the, by eddies,
if
you have like...
If you have a shear in the eddies, then you were kaveya there, certainly there's two brachas. You don't have to make two brain of fashises because you're clearly leaving to continue drinking. So therefore, you don't have to make a brain of fashis. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're not supposed to leave even by something which is a brain of fashis. You're not supposed to leave beforehand. The Shaar Tzion, in Sifkatan, Chavav. Yeah, yes. Says that if you're leaving and coming back right away, you're certainly going. Very often happens. You're in one building and at lunch they don't have a drink for you, so you want to go somewhere and buy a drink. So you should go make a brain of fashas, then go there, make a shakal, make another brain of fashas. No, go there, make a shakal, make one brain of fashas, both of them. Since you're going clearly right now to take another drink, then there's no suffix that you're going to forget, l'chara, and therefore make a brain of fashas afterwards. Now, let's say you are drinking when you're walking from Eddie's, or the case when the guy left his house and he drank 12 ounces of his coffee, he got the second seder and drinks the rest of the 12 ounces. What do you do in such a case? We have a clear. What do you say? Mitzad echad, he changed his matziv. He's no longer a hochei drachem anymore. You can't say that he doesn't have a kviyas mokim. He now has a kviyas mokim. Why not? The whole var was I was never kaveya mokim, but at this point there was kaveya mokim. 12 ounces of my coffee is being I'm drinking here in second seder. So you're right. L'chatchila when I made the bracha, my das wasn't to be kaveya mokim, but now I was kaveya mokim. Let's say a guy decides that he's not going to be Holkei Drachim. He's going to be Holkei Drachim. Then he says, why should I drink while I'm sitting? I'll just sit down here. And drinks his coffee in that place. And then he wants to go somewhere else. So he says that, at the time they made the bracha, he decided he was Holkei Drachim. So the truth is that I heard from Berkowitz that he said that when you go into a new house, you are now Kaveya new Mokim. And if you have to make a new bracha. However, Diane Fisher in Eben Yisrael, when the goy is on the Mishnah Berurah in Simcha Fayin Ches, and I saw that the Shari Bracha says that Rosh Hashanah went this way as well, that, no, like you're saying, like the Lamed say you're saying, at the time you made the Bracha, you were never Kaveya Mokim. In other words, it's much different than the case where you were Kaveya Mokim, then you switched to be a Holkei Drachim. Here you start off as a Holkei Drachim, so your original Bracha was without any Das to be Kaveya Mokim. So you're right at the end of the day, I ended up in a destination. But that's just a continuation of my drinking that didn't have any Kaveya Mokim, and therefore that doesn't require a new Bracha. Therefore, I would say, certainly Sefer Bracha Zahako, not to make a new Bracha. If you could ask somebody else to be Maitzi with a Bracha, Matzeva Manoim. The Recher is as far as to be. Are you Mechoyev to Sefer Bracha Zahako, I would not make a Bracha in such a case. However, if you have a granule of sugar, whoever is going to come up with our kosher innovations with the little packets of a few granules of sugar and a few pieces of pretzel and a few sunflower seeds, and we should always have whatever we need for, they should put it in the back corner if they don't mind. And we'll have brachas every time. Which,
what if his das was to be held drunk from and then his das was also to end off his place?
Oh, that's even bigger. Certainly. I added that in. The truth is that's written down right here. Mamish written down. Refrat, it makes a lot of sense. The case of Reb Berkowitz, the halacha that Reb Berkowitz named on, you have to make it a bracha, if that was your das hachatchila, which is very often the case. Very often the case is, I know that my coffee is too big to finish on the way, and I know that half the way that I'm going to finish. So at the time that I made my bracha, I knew that I'm going to be ending off my suda in a mokim kviyas. Then it's really hard to say that it wasn't kaveya mokim. At a certain point, it was kaveya mokim. Half of my achila, I knew that I was going to be kaveya mokim. Then in Chalam, it's even a bigger tzad to say that you should make a new bracha. Nevertheless, l'chera sar bracha l'hakol, al tzad of yirsit toiv, ask somebody else to be made to you. That's the best way. Take a drink if you're thirsty, drink of water, or take a sugar, something, etvas. If you could, if you don't, sar bracha l'hakol.
What's the alumnus from Shmuel Kamenetsky by the Sukkah?
Yeah.
He would also say the same thing over here for sure. And you would say in this case?
Not 100%, because there's no case, there's no part of you was a holkei drachim. Every achila that you had was with kviyas. Here, the whole first 12 ounces of my cup was without a kviyas. Is it going to change now in the middle? Maybe not. Sifhei. That's Holkei Drachim. Very negeah to a lot of people, very often. Yeshem sheshivas aminim tunim bracha lacharim imkoyim yeshem in the dafka mini dogon. Hagos has ramav yeshem in dafka pas, levad. How is the Mishnah Berurah machriya? He brings down the achrenim that say lechatchila you should be machmer, not to be mishana mokayim by all shivas aminim. You should bench before you leave. However, b'di'evin, if you're mashana mokim, don't make a new bracha even by shivas aminim, b'chlal. Now, afterwards, he brings down the grain. V'das agro v'biroi d'dem tzoyisu ikuladino. The das agro is in the mele by Paris. He says, if you're mishana mokim, you need to make a new bracha. It's a massive nafkamina lalacha. If a person has an apple and he changes places, I'm sorry, he doesn't have an apple. I apologize. If he's eating grapes or dates and he switches his mokim in the middle, then is that considered shini mokim? That's machayev a new bracha or not? According to the Goyin, it is. According to other Achrenim, we say that no, it's a suffering, therefore you shouldn't. How is Mishabur b'machriya? It's not clear. And Kufi Dalit was a stickle mashma. Anybody that has to leave, can leave. And stickle mashma without bleeding. Hamash. Don't I understand that it's stickle mashma in the Mishabur that Linin Dino, Kasav Shama Gro, the Iker Kedea Shinis. But I'm b'mashma Kasav Shama Mishabur. He sort of quotes the Goyin and says, but look what he wrote over there. So it's not clear. If you look in the Hagdamah, Stam Kedai, once in a while to read the Hagdamah of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah gives a list of all the Achrenim that he used to Paskin. And he says at the end, I wasn't. No, he doesn't. He does, I'm telling you. But he writes, regular Mishnah Berurah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, very good. B'moke shirisi deyas ben shnei achreinim gufa be'ez adavar lo yisi otzo b'davar nechapes b'klal sifri shari achreinim. I see a machlek is a paiskim. So let me see what the other achreinim say. If you have the list of the achreinim that he quotes over here, by the way. Bach, Drisha, Prisha, Eli Rabba, Bir Agra, Prim, Magadim, Birke, Yesub, Mar, Mordechai, Mata, Yehuda, Nahar, Shalom, Dagom, Revolver, Bir Hater, Shari, Chuvah, Shulchan Aruch, Shal, Agra, Zubush, Yitzvah, Shulchan, Shloim, Moed, Derech, Chaim, Chudish, Mekiva, Egi, Shuvah, Yaakov, Chai, Odom, Achse, Shekel, Magin, Yibar, Ratz, Chaim, Bir Rabba, Yit, Kehino. Just to understand, appreciate what went into the Mishnah Berurah. It's not for nothing that it became the handbook of all the Klal Yisrael. Anyhow, what went into it? Void Mikam, Sifri, Shal, Shuvah. Then he ends off and he says like this. Lo yisi yatzel lechapis b'chalos shari achreinim liris amuyi mekdoshim daitem poinu lemaisa. U befrat, bebir hagro, shu oiren shay Yisrael, v'yaseid shakol taliboy, u kedai lahachriya hadover. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah, that the Goyin is kedai lahachriya hadover. You have a suffix in achreinim, let's see what the achreinim say. For sure the Goyin, shu kedai lahachriya hadover. So over here he brings out what the achreinim say, and then he says, the Goyin says the Zoy. It sort of sounds like that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, even though we're talking about a Sabbath Baruch Lachol. Even though they're talking about Ras Lachol, it sounds like that's the way Mishnah Berurah is paskening. It seems that the Paiskim Menenu did not go that way. They named on the first Chalak of Mishnah Berurah, like the Achrenim, that Lechatchila, don't be Mishana Mokim, you should bench first. But the Eved, if you were Mishana Mokim, do not make a new bracha, even by Shiva Saminim, do not make a new bracha. But it's better, because it's such a Shaila, certainly by Shiva Saminim, one should be careful to make a bracha Achrenim beforehand, before he's Mishana Mokim. Now, Sif Vav. Mishnah Berurah Chasudah Shal Yispal Vav Yispal Afilu Main Shoyis Legmar Sudas Yispal Shechayev LaHafsik VeEfsher Lo Yilechol Ad Shispalim Kol Zeh LaYavi Hafsik. Somebody remembers the middle of Suda. We saw this in Taisvis. Taisvis brought down Rabbi Yontif that says that somebody davens in the middle of Suda, it is considered Hafsik. It is considered as Chadas. Not only that, Rabbi Yontif holds that you have, when you come back from your davening, you have to bench, and then you make a new Amitzis. It's not just Hafsik. Says Marshal in Chulin, because he holds the Kshitas Rif and Rambam, Ran and Ramban, that they hold the Rapasal Kavshashas, that Hesach Adas requires a new benching. Meir Ben Yontif says, you did the whole 9 yards. When you went out for davening, you got to start again, my friend. Nitil Zidayim, Hamaitzi. Birza Mazin, Nitil Zidayim, Hamaitzi, everything. Tosfos Paskin is not that way, and that's the way that we Paskin Alecha L'Maisa, that it's not considered a Hefsik, it's not considered a Hesach Adas. Now the Shail is, why is it not considered? We mentioned this last Chabur, why is it not considered a Hesach Adas? L'chera, you were ain l'cha hetzach adas gadol mizeh. If you look at the tshuva from Ramesh, that he was asked this question, chelak hey, tezayin tes, he was asked by his grandfather this question, and he says, mamash, the way that it says ain l'cha hetzach adas gadol mizeh, you're not to be yoytzei shmeina esrei, you're not allowed to be thinking about anything else in the first bracha of shmeina esrei. You have to be thinking about priyos shemilim. You have to be mitzalik. Allah is supposed to be mitzalik. All machshavayisav. But if that means if you were yoytzei davening, you certainly were meseich das from your sudo. How can it be that's not considered hetzach adas? Says Ramesh Agresi Yisrael that Hesach Adas does not mean that you're not thinking about the meal, or you're not thinking about your tefillin, you're not thinking about the tzitz, all the things that we say that you're there's a Hesach Adas by. Hesach Adas means when you're doing something which is a stiro, you have a das which is a stiro to what you're doing beforehand. You decided, I'm no longer eating. You didn't mayim achreinim, havlam v'nivrich. These are all stiros to your sudo. That's a stiro. The fact you're not thinking about it does not make a din of Hesach Adas. Al derech zeh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbeinu Al-Khanan in Tesis Yishanam in Yuma says, why do we need a reason that you're not supposed to go to sleep when you have tefillin? Because Shem Yafech Behem, say because you're being Mitzvah Das. When you're sleeping, you're not thinking about your tefillin. Says Rabbeinu Yochanan, Hesach Adas Loishayech Elek Shu Neir. The only time it's Shayech Hesach Adas if you're awake. If you're sleeping, it's not Shayech Hesach Adas. Why? Because the whole part of Hesach Adas is to have a positive thought that I'm no longer doing the thing that I was doing up until now. I'm doing Leitzanis, which is the stira to my tefillin. I'm doing something which is a hedia, a stira. That's a Hesach Adas. Now, Mishnah Berurah is not machalik between whether or not you have a little bit of time left or not a lot of time left. The Chochma Shleim, I don't know if Telem saw it, Shlomo Kluger and his Agoyis, Rabbi Tzayin is one of the things. He says that it's machalik between the Taz and the Magen Avram in Hilchos Kiddush, that if you have no time, you realize that it's 4 minutes to Shkia. And anybody that didn't leave, leave. And it's 4 minutes to Shkia, or maybe it's ready to Shkia. It's 4 minutes to Shkia, and you didn't daven. You must stop now. Then it's also for you to eat. Okay. Says the Taz, it's also for you to eat now because you're mechuyev to daven. Once you shafted that it's for you to eat, if you ate it, if you daven at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have another 2 hours, 3 hours to shkia. So you didn't have to stop now. You're not mechuyev to stop. Says the Taz, in the case where you're mechuyev to stop, he's talking about when you get to Kiddush. In the middle of the Suda, comes in Shabbos, you're also to eat till you make Kiddush. So Mamele says after Kiddush, you have to make a new bracha. Rape your goffin because there's a hesachadas. So the same thing says the Taz over here also. If you're mochrich, he says the Reish Einaf. If you're mochrich to stop to daven, you're not allowed to eat, and that's considered as chadas. It's a gemara, and you have to make a new bracha. The Magen Avraham says not that way. The Magen Avraham is not machalik. The Shabur over here is not machalik. There he says in Hilchas Shabbos, he says that it's a stuff. Don't get yourself into such a situation. Since the Taz holds that way, the chatchila, don't put yourself into such a situation. And Mamela, that's one of the issues that the Mishnah Berurah has about Purim on Friday, continuing your Suda into Shabbos. You're getting yourself into a situation that you don't know whether or not you have to make a new bracha on Brei Priya Gofen. So get somebody else to be made to you, then you get out of that issue at least. But Mamela Lechatzchila, a person shouldn't get into such a situation where he's davening at the last minute of his Suda because you are getting into a Shaila. But certainly the Mishnah Berurah was not Machalik over here. Do not make a new bracha, even if that was the case. The Sif Zayin. Adam Shiyash Masayich Sudas Yishinas Arai. Loi Havi Hefzik. Vechinim Hefzik B'Shara Divir Yishus Gen Shutzik Lenukova V'Chayitzu B'Zim. A person that falls asleep in the Suda, that's not considered Hefzik. Why is it not considered Hefzik? So like we said before, that's not considered Hefzik Hadas. Sleeping is not considered Hefzik Hadas. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's telling whether or not it's Yishinas Arai or Yishinas Keva. He says if it's Yishinas Arai, it's not considered Hefzik. Yishinas Keva is considered Hefzik. Yishinas Arai, afilu le'erach sho, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's almost an hour. Still considered, kivon shenenas as lashon is, kivon shenenas b'sheiner le'mikri hefzik, ve'in tzarach levarach hamaitzi. Says that you don't have to make because you're nenas b'sheiner. That means that you never decided that I'm not continuing my suda. The guy, it's Friday night. It was after a long week. It was after, and he just conked out. That's it. He conked out on the suda. It could be that he ended up sleeping there for an hour. Let's see the place I'm saying that generally when you're sleeping in your chair, that's always shenas arai. However, Chaim Pinchas says in the Choritza, it's not totally in whether or not the amount of time. You can sleep on your bed, Ashinas Keva, for 20 minutes, and you can sleep in your chair, Ashinas Arai, for 2 hours. It's really not totally. It's totally in what the case that we discussed over here was the real case, Echem Mnei Chaburo, that the daughter said she was zonked in the Suda. She says, wake me up for dessert. She was being Mesiach Das for the Suda. No, she was just so zonked. She says, wake me up for dessert. She went to lie down her bed. She happened to wake up 2 hours later. Is that considered Ashinas Keva or Ashinas Arai? She went for a Shinas Arai, 20 minutes. It kind of happened to be in her bed. But that was just because she wasn't going to do it by the table. But she was zonked. She couldn't handle it. Wake me up for dessert. She's like, you wanted to have dessert. But maybe Lechura, that's Shinas Arai. Lechura, the Pashtas, she does not need a new bracha when she has the cake afterwards. Now, what was the Maisa? It was a Safik, whether or not it was a Hesach Hadas. So they sent her to walk around the block to make a Shinu Mokim. Does that work? Everything that we learned this past 2 weeks? It does not work. You're in the middle of a Suda's pass. Walking out of the house is not going to do anything for you. It's not going to get an Eitzel. If you want to be Machmir, you can make a bracha on Bisli, which is Mezainis Avadi Mezainis at the end of the Suda. And therefore, maybe if you're Svardi, it will help you. Or Svardi, maybe it will help you. Learning to make a new bracha, it's not possible that it will, because a lot of the Svardim are Machmir like the Ramah. But it will be a Hezchadas, like a Tchil, according to the Svardim. This person happened to be an Ashkenazi. But So the best case in this case, I would not make a new bracha because lechera it was no eschadas. If you want to be machmer, because maybe it was eschadas, maybe because she walked and she went to bed and she went to lie down and it was 2 hours at the end of the day, it's considered a. Then in that case, then she could take a piece of bisli or something like that, which is a mezainis, and make a mezainis. And if she doesn't have bisli in the house, I would suggest that she should bench first and then make a mezainis. That would be. So if it's after shir equal, then you're going to be in issues also when you get to benching. But it's not really. If you conk out on the table, and you're, I heard from Berkowitz, very often he sees davens v'sikin in the morning. Very often he sees people that they go down for tachnun and they don't get back up again for a while. So no person could really continue for a long time after that. They were up all night and they davens v'sikin, and yeah. So it doesn't mean that was a kviyas. That was lehed yonan bekavano. It was lehed yonan bekavano. Now, but.
On purpose, he said, wake up in 10 minutes and put your head down by the table.
That's because you're just nenas. So still, you're nenas machine. But if you go ahead to the couch and you lie down on the recliner, or you go to the recliner and you lie down, you open up or whatever, next thing you know, you're sleeping for another 2 hours. Very hard to say that that's considered alright. However, in a case where a guy conks out, even if he conks out on the couch, because he was so tired. But now, if a person gets into pajamas, that's like a. Mishana Begodim, for those that learned Simin Kufpei, whatever. That's. You want to do such a big maisa. A guy that's going ahead and getting into pajamas, then that's. You're clearly showing that you're. It's lehedia that I was Mesech Tash from my studio. And really, even if you went to sleep for 20 minutes, the Chura, that would be Lulis Mustafin Amina, that would be Ikvius. Now, our case with the guy was in his bunny rabbit suit, certainly, even that's pajamas, he didn't get into pajamas, and certainly that's not going to be considered as a chadas, but that was the kavana behind what the question was. Now, the Ramah says, "Achidish over here, chenim hifzik b'shar devir yishus, kevin shehutzuk l'nekova v'chiyotzu b'zeh." What is the chidish of the Ramah? If you look at the Bir Halacha says, we're talking about you're in the middle of the Suda's pass, and if you went out to go to the bathroom, you don't have to make a new bracha. Shkoyach, that's what we've been talking about for the whole simon. What were your machadish here? What was the Ramah machadish? Comes along where Moshe, and he says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, they didn't say it's talking about Dafka Sudas Pas. It's mashma that it's even talking about where you had, not a Sudas Pas, you had steak and fries, and you left in the middle to go to the bathroom, it's not considered a hefsik. Why? Because going to the bathroom is not considered a hefsik. And the Alicha is Hochruch, you have to do it because you have to go to the bathroom. Maybe it's not considered a hefsik, even though you left the house. Now, that's a tremendous chiddush, but it flies in the face of everything that we saw up until now. That according to Ramah, according to at least the Mishnah Berurah, that as soon as you step out of your house, if you don't have a kviyas pas, you don't have das for that, and you have a mechayev new bracha. A guy calls you to the door, and you come out for a second to speak to him dibur ba'alma, and you walk back inside. You have to make a new bracha according to Mishnah Berurah. If you're not in the suddas pas, and it's clearly if you look at Ramesh says that. Ramesh says that in the tshuva, he says that according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not that way. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's not that way. And Ramela, you would. And Mela, the Das Mishnah Berurah, if a person walks outside, unless he's in the Mavasudas Pass, he comes back in, we'd have to make a new bracha. One last question, Lechavad Yom Kippur. What's the halacha? Says the Das Lema. Says the Das Tur. That the Marsham. He says he was asked, what's the halacha when it gets to somebody that eats Shurim on Yom Kippur? Lechura, that means that a person eats a certain amount of Kazayas, or less. Kazayas, listen to Kishavis, and then he waits another 9 minutes, not to be mitzaref, and he can eat a little bit more. Once he ate that Kazayas, he can't eat anymore. Because if he eat, it's usher to eat anymore. He can't eat anymore. L'chura, that's a gemar. So l'chura, every time, he should have to make a new bracha. Because it's usher for you to eat. It's usher for you to eat. It's like by benching. It's usher for you to eat. You made a oitzvin that you can't eat anymore. And memela, since you can't eat anymore, memela, you should be a new bracha. The Marsham brings rayas, among them Tvila is one of the rayas. He stopped in Tvila, also you can't eat in the middle. And they bring down the Rivash. Rivash was actually quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Simon Reish Vav. Shari Tshuva here in Simon Reish Vav. That let's say a person makes a bracha on cheese. And he's planning on having meat in another 10 minutes. He's going to do Kainu Echadacha. The bracha doesn't go on the meat because he can't eat the meat at the time that he's having the cheese. Or a person is also common. It's the end of 6 hours. And a person makes a bracha shakal on a candy. And he wants to have a coffee in another 20 minutes. He has a mind. Someone wants to finish 6 hours. Up until then, he's not going to do it. Even though it's usher for you to eat all these cases, they bring down a prima gadim says, even if a person at the end of a fast made a bracha, he says, if he's not Mesiach Das, then he could have the bracha chal even after 10 minutes, he'll drink, he'll eat it, or eat something after the fast is over, even though those 10 minutes fast isn't over yet. Maybe that's where he comes out. The Shevet Alevi quotes this Marasham, and he also goes with it to be Malamed Tzchus. He says it's Pashal Lachero that would not be considered. You're right that you're not allowed to eat, but that's not Masik the Bracha Rishino, and Memela, you don't have to make a new Bracha. Is that telling Rishon HaKluger? Maybe it's telling Rishon HaKluger. If you have to, yeah, according to Rishon HaKluger, if it's also for you to eat that, then according to the Taz. Which maybe Lechatchila shouldn't get into such a shaila according to that Mishnah Berurah. Very good. But I want to first thank Darlam for a wonderful Zman. And so Zman that very chashuv halachas that we learned, especially the one that stayed till the end. And there's really one more day to the Zman that starts tomorrow night. Ready tonight, there's a clear of Kiveger clears whether or not the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur starts ready after Shkia. Could be that it starts ready after Shkia. May Erev Ad Erev. So, Kiveger clears. So, could be we have a mitzvah to eat ready from tonight. But tomorrow night is the last day of this month, of El Zman. Some people maybe don't appreciate Yom Kippur as much. It's hard. It's a day of fasting. I heard a kid say, I don't have credit for Yom Kippur. I think he's talking about the fasting, but, you know, to appreciate Ein Lecha Yom Tevim Yisrael Yisim Miyem Kippur V'Shivas V'Chemish Asa V'Av, but that it's the Matana Tevim. I never heard anybody say, I don't have Kech to win the lottery $1 million. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. Just to appreciate the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, all I want to hear is Retzein Chalas is Retzeinim Retzeinim Lass is Retzeinecho. That's all HaKadosh Baruch wants to hear. You come and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what we're all about. And the Baruch wants to hear that. He's willing to give you to take a half-hearted tshuva, and he's willing to take a tshuva that doesn't have all the things that he wants to hear at tefillas. The chaperein, every minute is precious. Every minute is precious, and every minute of the tainus is precious. I'm not going to tell you not to take the kallid tzom or not the kallid tzom, but it's chaval that if you don't appreciate that, every person has to know themselves. But each person to chap every minute of the appreciate the mitzvah, appreciate when you appreciate how it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, every minute it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and every minute we have the ability to be menachem ourselves from a year is full of things that we'd rather not have, then we'd really appreciate it. And like the Adera says, after Yom Kippur, he says, I cried a lot by the Marav after Yom Kippur. He says it's going to be a whole year till the next Yom Kippur. Shbeol zeicha to a gemar chasim ateva, a good kibben shtior for us and against mishpacha, against Klal Yisrael, be zeicha to year of the Suris, Yeshuis, Vigula, ben Moitzi, Shmito, ben David Ba, which be zeicha to Hakil and the Beis HaMikdash, which is supposed to be now of the Shmito, this very year, Beis HaShem Yisbar.